Hey, Shanice, this is Jerome. How are you?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm just reaching out because you had submitted to our website about 2719, and I wanted to, I guess, talk a little bit about that. Have I caught you at a bad time at all?
No, I have time to discuss.
Okay, awesome. So I know, you were inquiring about the property, wanting to receive offers. Just a little bit about us at Forest Buys Houses. So we love to always, put out cash offers on homes, but we're really just interested in answering any questions that you may have throughout the process, as well as getting some more information on the home itself. Is it okay if I ask you a couple quick questions about it?
Yes, and were you able to pull up the home online as well?
Yes, I'm doing so currently. And I know I can see, just off of Zillow itself, it's 5 beds, 3.5 baths, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got you. And 22,040 square foot is what they have under MLS. Is that correct as of right now?
I believe it is 2,040 square feet. I think that might be a typo.
Got you. Got you. All good. All good. I can definitely mark that down. But how long
Okay.
have you owned the property? What's got you interested in receiving offers?
I've owned the property for 3 years. I'm just interested in offloading it from my portfolio, so that I can do future endeavors.
Got you. I can definitely understand that. In portfolio, I mean, do you investments in various properties, or is this a rental for
Yes.
you?
No, I do investments with other properties as well.
Got you, got you. That's definitely awesome. I mean, you gotta diversify it for sure. So,
Yeah.
and with this property, I mean, is it currently lived in, or are you there, or are you
No, it's vacant.
vacant? Okay, got you. Got you. And I can see from just the pictures, it's definitely an awesome, brick. I believe it's 3 stories, correct?
Yes, it is 3 stories. The basement is unfinished.
Got you. Basement unfinished. And, I guess if you could paint me a picture of the inside. I know I can see some things. Oh, actually, I saw older pictures and then newer pictures. Had you done the updates to this home as of recently?
Yes, everything has been fully renovated.
Okay. That is awesome. I definitely can see, you put in a lot of work. Was it just you, or do you have a team of that,
Yes, I had a team, a contracting team.
Okay. That is awesome. And I'm just gonna say, personally, you have great taste.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. This looks beautiful. And I know you said you've had the property for 3 years. Had you been working on it throughout that whole time, or?
No, it took me about 1.5 years to finish the renovations. And then in between that time, I did have tenants as well. And then I did put it on the market previously. However, interest rates were really, really high, so that did work against me.
Got you, got you. Now I can understand. How
Yeah.
long? Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead. It's perfectly fine.
I just wanted to know how long was did you have it on the market itself?
At various times, it's zoned for residential and commercial use. So I did have it on the residential market at one point. And then right now it is listed commercially. However, my contract with my realtor is up for renewal. So that's why I'm shopping around and looking at my other options as well.
Got you. Yeah, no, I definitely would agree to that. It's not always the best to put your eggs in one basket, so
Yeah.
I completely get that. And with that, I'm sorry it was on the market for so long. I mean, what did you have it? Did what do you think? I know you said interest rate. What did you have it listed at?
At Various prices based off of what the house appraised for, but again, what the house appraised for at the time with the interest rates, people really couldn't afford it, so I did have to lower the price. And then commercially, the house was on the market for, I believe, around 500,000, and then we did drop the price to around 480, just so I can offload it and move on to other things. I did have a offer, however, their financing fell through.
Got you, got you. Yeah, no, I mean, is this your first time through this process? And I know you said you invest in various properties. I'm assuming you've been
Yeah.
through it before. Or...
So I had a rental only, so I didn't have to go through all of this. So this is my first time dealing with this.
Got you, got you. And you know, I can understand it's a lot when you list, you know, it's a lot of hassle and uncertainties that go into it.
Yeah,
So,
it's frustrating. It's a frustrating process.
yeah, very. I'm so sorry you had to, you know, go through all of that. I mean, I completely get the want to unload this. Are you looking at other properties currently or?
Yes and no. I just need to regroup for a little bit and then move on.
Got you. No, I can understand that. It's, I know you put a lot into this, so
Yeah.
I can definitely understand that. And I can see just off of, you know, normal info that the home was built in 1925, two-story basement. Do you know the age or happen to know the age of the roof when you first purchased?
Yeah, so the owner did replace the roof before I purchased the property. So I believe it's within a 10, 11-year window.
10, 11-year window. Okay, got you. And you purchased, you said 3 years ago?
Yes.
Got you. Okay. Understood, understood. I'm just trying to get all my ducks in a row in
No, I
this.
understand.
And you know, I know you said you've done a lot of work. I mean, how much did you guys put into the property itself?
I honestly am not even sure anymore. Yeah, it I'm not sure anymore because I did run into contracting issues and different things of that nature too. So,
Gotcha, you know, and I know it can add up quick and
yes.
you know it can get lost in the weeds how much is going really.
Yeah.
I mean if you had to guess a roundabout, would you say like 100, 150 or
Probably around 100 to 120.
got you. Yeah, no, I can definitely and I only ask because, you know, I just wanna of course come correct.
Yeah.
And had you been I know you said you hadn't been through, you know, selling a home for cash before. How familiar are you with the process at all?
I'm pretty familiar. My partner is a realtor as well. So I see it from the realtor's perspective. I haven't been through this from the seller's perspective.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense. Do you also have your license or?
No, I don't.
Okay, was just wondering, you know,
Yeah.
especially, you know, with building the portfolio and all that, sometimes a lot of individuals do. I've been thinking about getting my own, and honestly, but throughout that, yeah, I know you said mentioned partner. I mean, is there anyone else that went into the purchase with you or?
No.
Got you. So it's yours and yours alone.
Yes, it's in my LLC.
Got you. Awesome. That is definitely awesome. And are you in the Richmond area or I guess surrounding areas?
No, I live in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Got you. That is a trek. Were you making those drives back and forth?
Yes, every week.
Get out everywhere.
Yeah, yes, every week.
Oh wow. Yeah, no, I know that can be taxing. I used to drive a lot for work, so. Yeah, I am so sorry. I know you've put miles on some car.
Yeah, no, everything is a learning experience, you know, so.
It is, and, we've got to give ourselves grace in this, and kudos to you for, you know, putting in that work. What I'm looking up here, I'm just doing some math on my side of things, but I also, just want to let you know a little bit of the process. So I know you said your partner was also, a realtor, understood the
mm-hmm.
process as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking to help individuals and take these things off their plate. I know, we buy as is across the board. We also do, various things where we're able to work a creative deal as well. So it just depends on what works best in the situation. Did you have any timeline to, I guess, rid this property of your portfolio at all?
I would like to, move as quickly as possible. This is something I definitely want to be done with before the start of the new year.
Got you. So you're looking at like 60 days or less to close.
Yes.
Okay, that's definitely doable. I mean, we work in all different types of tight time windows. So I completely get that. There's no problem. And with that, I mean, I know throughout you've done a lot of changes and updates to the property itself. Was there any bit of work needed still with that property, or was there?
If someone wanted to finish the basement, that is something that I didn't do. Someone could finish the basement and the garage. The garage is a detached garage. The garage door, the style of it is like one of those lift-up doors because there currently is not electricity in the garage. So if someone wanted to install electricity in the garage, and those are the updates that I can think of, the garage and the basement.
Got you. And I know you said the door is like a lift up. Is everything still operational with that?
Yeah, everything's still operational.
Okay. I only ask because sometimes, those doors can definitely get off track and then it's a whole hassle,
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. And you have 5, 3.5. What questions did you have for me in the process at all?
Can you just tell me a little bit more about your company, what you guys, you stated you offer cash offers as well as like creative deals. Can you delve a little bit more into the creative deals that you guys offer as well?
Yes. So let me back it up. Our company, so we're CVA Homes, located right in Ashland, Virginia. So we're not very far at all.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for 7 to 10 years now. We definitely, purchase it 6 to 7+ homes every month. And really, like I said, we work creatively to really help people out of situations. Our owner actually, went through a foreclosure himself about 10+ years ago, and he really didn't have anybody to reach out to help him throughout, his process of offloading the home or trying to get back on his feet in some type of way. So he really is a person and has built a company that operates on trying to assist people more or less than, most companies nowadays try to get one over on you, if that makes sense.
I've been talking to other investors as well, and that's what I've been feeling like.
Yeah. It's so few and far between to actually find one, a company that's local, and then,
mm-hmm.
individuals that will just work
it's
with me straight
not
up.
For self. Yeah.
Exactly. So, he pushes that strong to actually humanize the experience, if that makes sense, and not just, mm-hmm. let me get your house from you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, that's a little bit about the company. And then when it comes to creative deals, so cash offers is what we do most here, but we also are able to, do things where we take over notes for individuals and then do balloon payments after to them if they want to keep their homes in some way. That's kind of like our mortgage saver program. We also have the availability to list properties in a closed network of investors itself. So kind of novate. I don't know if you're familiar with that process, but
no.
It's very simple. It's kind of like listing your property to investors as is, instead of listing it to MLS, if that makes sense.
Got it. Yes.
Yep. So we really just reach an agreement where, you know, we try to get you what you can out of this because, you know, just being also transparent. I don't know if you've known, but experienced this is that investors 9 times out of 10 want properties for around like 50 to 60%, or honestly as low as percent as they can. We try to, you know, be at like 70 to try to, you know, give some grace there. And I know you've done a good amount of work to this, so I would do my best to try to, you know, make sure we're taking care of you in that. But yeah, that's a little bit of the creative things. And I know it was a little vague, but it really is situation.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Where we can work all different types of things.
Got it.
Yeah. And I know you said you had talked to a good bit of investors. I mean, how long have you been in that trying to sell it as is process?
Just within the last month or two, really. Right now, just to be transparent with my loan, I'm in a bridge loan.
Mm-hmm.
So it is ending February the 1st. So I do need to have something, you know, finalized with that property before then.
Gotcha.
So with everything with my commercial brokers, and they're promising like, oh, you know, a buyer will come. This house is beautiful. But at the same time, that takes time too.
Yeah, I completely get that. I mean, it's not time to waste, you know. And
yes.
There's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts in the listing process, so I completely get that. And with the February 1st date, what is the amount you have on that bridge loan, or at least around about?
It's around, I want to say, $300,000.
Got you. And I know you said right around is like 290 or a little more than 3.
No, it's around, I believe it's 3. I will have to double check, but I'm sure it's 300.
Got you. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Give me 1 second. And had you, you know, seen, I know you've done your due diligence on like, you know, the real estate side. Seeing what homes are going for in that area.
It's really finicky. It's street by street, to be honest. I've never dealt with a market like that before or seen a market like that before, but it's literally street by street. It depends. Some houses can go for around almost $600,000, the same room number, bathroom number, and then some houses can go for around $425,000, $450,000 with the same room number, bathroom number. So it just honestly depends.
Yeah.
But my house is unique, just seeing that it's zoned for both.
Yeah, that definitely, you know, that definitely is a plus. You don't see that too often, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the tenants I had actually ran their business out of the house as well. So.
Oh, well, that is awesome. That is awesome that you can do that, you know. It definitely is. I'm going to be nosy here. I'm going to ask about the business.
It was like a psychiatric, some sort of psychiatric business. So the downstairs bedroom area, she turned into an office and ran the business out there.
Okay, that is awesome. Honestly, that you can do both in the same place. That is a short commute. I wish I had that.
Definitely.
No, for sure. So I know you are looking to get out of this more than, for sure, the loan. I'm assuming, you used that amount to fix up everything and get it to where it was in the purchase, correct?
Yes, I actually had to get the loan refund because initially it was just a fix and flip loan, and I ran out of time with that loan because of the contracting issues that I ran into, so I had to get it refinanced into a bridge loan.
Got
And
you.
then, so that's where that amount and everything came from with the $300,000.
Got you.
So yeah, I would on be with, for a cash offer, I would say around 390 to 395.
Got you. Got you. And I definitely, I would love to get you there. I definitely would. Hit me one second. And had you had any, traction from the investors with offers at all, in the past?
Yes, I have. Some were around the 390 range, one was around the 425 range, but it was just too much back and forth, and I felt like they weren't serious. So that kind of unsettled me a little bit. So I just walked away from that.
Got you. Yeah. Like you said, it can be very finicky. It really can. A lot of people overpromise, and then, when it gets down to it, we'll try to decrease the number a ton, and it's hard to find that transparency because they give you what you want, you know, aren't necessarily real with what they can do for the
Exactly.
property. So I completely understand that. And I'm gonna be real in saying, I know you had dealt with a lot with this property going back and forth, up and down, from Woodbridge down to just fixing up, making those changes, refinancing, all these things that you've had going on, and I wanna be able to give you everything you want and more at that 390 flat. But I definitely I'm struggling to see. I mean, I see number wise what you put into it, but I'm struggling to get there on my side of things, just being very transparent with you. With the current market right now, it's like I'm sure you've been through and experienced this up and down, and you're right, I can see what has sold and been over in that area, and it's all over the place, really. It is all over the place. Here, give me one second. One second. I know you've put a lot into this, and I'm sure you just want to be done. Yeah. And also, just you've been doing all this by yourself as well. I know you said you had a team doing like the repairs, but.
All the other aspects I've been by myself. My partner was also involved, but predominantly everything has been just me.
Got you. And like I said earlier, kudos to you because it's one of those things where it's extremely hard by yourself. So, and yeah, definitely kudos to you in that. And I know you just want to get rid of it. And I mean, if we were able to get to an agreement of numbers, would you be able to move forward today? Or is there anything else that you'd have to,
No, if it was an agreement in numbers, I would cut ties very happily. I would be able to move forward.
Got you. Got you. So you don't need to run anything by the partner. It really is just make you happy and you're out. Got you. And that's understandable. That definitely is. And like I said, I know companies give you the runaround and back and forth. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you know what we can do and how we can make this work so that way, you're getting to a close and before the end of the year, So I know you just want to be stress free too. That is a lot to hold over your head, that 300. So, yeah. And had you put any, other equity into the place at all or money
No.
outside of that?
No.
Okay. All right, got you. I just wanted to cover all bases in an offer itself. So numbers wise, like I said, I'm struggling to get to where you want to be. I mean, I know a lot of investors would come in right around like that 300 mark. I mean, have you heard that before?
Not that low, no.
Not you, yeah, no. And you know, that's not necessarily my offer. I just would have
Yeah.
assumed, you know, you've been hit with that, or I'm sure you've heard crazy numbers. That's what I'm getting at. But like I said, I just want to let you know what we'd be able to do. And just from our conversation, I know you, the home doesn't need major renovations, which is good, but I can say we'd be comfortable coming in around that 335 range. Leave one second. Actually, 336, 163.
Yeah, I don't think that would work for me.
Gotcha. And of course, that's, you know, we'd be comfortable on that side of things. I want to put some skin in the game as well for you. So what would, you know, reasonably work for you?
Just seeing everything that I put into the property and just knowing all the work that I did and knowing someone else that would come in and benefit off of everything that I did, seeing how the property looked before, like I just can't lower it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That much to that amount.
You got wet equity in there. Yeah, so I
Yeah.
understand 336 wouldn't cut it.
Yeah.
I want to work with you on this, so where would cut it? Or at least, you know, a ballpark.
It would have to be as close to 390 as possible. And that's me actually walking away with nothing, really. So.
Got you. Would one second. One second. With 347, 375 at all.
347, 375. No, I'm sorry, it wouldn't work.
Got you. And again, like I said, I'm being transparent with our numbers and saying that we can make this work for you before the end of the year, you know, have this off your plate. I know you want to get close to that 390 number as much as possible. I want to at least meet you on your side of things. Would three, sorry, I'm mental mathing over here.
Okay.
I'm trying to make it work. Also, I do want to point out, you know, through the cash is selling as is process. I know, you know, normal real estate sale, you would have to pay closing costs and everything like that. If we were able to take care of that for you, the closing costs on specifying that's needed, would 354, 189 complete take home in your pocket?
With 354. It would probably be me walking away with really close to nothing. Almost about 34. Yeah.
Got you. And I don't want to see you know, walk away with nothing. I can say that's pretty much the room I would have in this. I definitely would wanna. I know you're wanting to stay where you're at. Is there any working with me on this at all to try and, because I just wanna. I would love to get to a point.
Yeah, no, I would be willing to, but it would just have to make sense for me too. And that's why I lowered it to like around 390. Now, if you can get closer to that 390, even if it's between 375, 380, that's something I would be willing to more so work with.
Got you. Got you. And I definitely respect that. I definitely do. And I hope you know I'm trying to be as transparent with numbers as
No,
well, because I don't want to overpromise and not
yeah.
be able to deliver, at all. I want you to, really just be done with it, but also see something from it, or even just learn from the experience overall to release some funds to move on to that next, project that
Yeah.
will definitely go smoother. It will.
Oh,
It will.
probably, yeah.
It will. I'm speaking that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. With a cash offer situation, if we're sticking with cash offer, I am truly maxed out right at 358, 700, excuse me, 358, 700. I'm truly maxed out.
And you said that's at 350, 700?
No, 358.
358, 700.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Interesting. Is this something that I could think about or? Yeah, I would have to think about that because, like I said, that would be just be me walking away in a sense. As far as the creative financing or deals, would this property be something that could fall into that category or?
It possibly can. It possibly can. I know the market in this area right now, like it's not in a bad area at all. The homes, in a good area. It really is just iffy right now. Like you said, interest rates are crazy high. A lot of people, if they're moving, it's with amazing terms and things like that. So it's rough out here right now.
Yes.
I really wish, the market in general would just get a little more favorable across the board, but I think it is something that we can work with creatively. What I would have to do. It's a tough one. Here, let me ask this question. How are you familiar with Overbrook Road at all?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering, it's a street near yours, and we have a property over there that we had done a creative deal with. It's kind of similar to yours. Long story short, we can explore Innovation, that may be able to get you closer to that 375 range. I'm thinking that would be the best bet. And basically what that is that private network of investors, where we can shop the property. Not necessarily shop the property, but we'll assure you know, you get the number that you would like, while we can try to bring in some partners to do this for you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that make sense? You get where I'm...
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah, and that would be the best bet. It, like I said, it's just like listing your property, but it's like listing it as is. And of course, you know, investors are the, you know, the main thing, main individuals that are, you know, looking for those. So
yeah,
that may work to get you to this 375 point. I mean, and from that 375, how much would that give you, you know, as a profit from this? Just out of curiosity.
maybe between like 15,000, 20, nothing like what I put into it. So it's really essentially me walking away with nothing, but a learning lesson, to be honest.
I can understand that. I can. And honestly, those lessons will take you further than, you know, a lot of other situations. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but...
No, it doesn't.
Trust me, I've had my own personal life lessons as well, you know, recently. So I definitely can relate with your situation.
Yeah.
But just know it definitely will change. So here's my question. Would you at all be available to speak with our owner about, you know, that novation situation at all?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay, and what time would be best for you? I mean, is this typically time where you're good or you're available?
It could be afternoons. I think if I was leading more so towards that sort of decision, I know my husband would kind of want to hear it as well. So he's right now is away on a military assignment, but he's free in the afternoons to speak.
Got you.
So I would probably say sometime in the afternoon.
Got you. Would this afternoon at all work or?
Yeah, this afternoon would work.
Okay. Here, 1 second. Let me check his schedule. 1 second. Oh, so I appreciate your patience, by the way.
No, it's okay.
Good. Has your husband been involved in, like, the renovations and all that as well?
So as far as choosing everything, no, that was me. but as far as, like, sometimes talking to the contractors and stuff, that was something he was involved with.
Got you. Got you. Well, that's good. And I was thinking, you know, the taste most likely came from you.
Yes.
No, it is really pretty. I can see the, you know, the sweat equity you put into it. So I can understand. But I will say, you know, we are motivated to get this thing done. I mean, we have a few, like I told you, we have a few properties nearby. So I think it would be a good fit to our portfolio as well as, you know, helping you out with yours, to free up yours.
So was the property that you mentioned off of that road that did that sort of agreement style with shopping it to investors, were they able to get the amount that they wanted?
They were able to pretty much get close to that amount. I can say, like, you know, the amount wanted varies all the time.
It's
hard because, I mean, we have a lot of different situations where people want, you know, even way more than what it's worth, a lot of different variances, but they were able to leave out happy. I mean, we don't, no one is forced into any agreement, if that makes sense. So So they definitely were able to at least break even or make a little something, I believe, if I remember correctly. So
okay.
Yeah. And yeah. So this afternoon, we actually has a good amount of availability. Would 3 at all work for you, or around 3 to 4?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm so sorry. I just checked my calendar. I actually have a work call.
You let me know what you have.
3, but I have availability after that. I'm not sure the owner's schedule, if he takes calls after a certain time, or even if tomorrow will be better for him. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Either or. We just want to make sure, you know, when it comes down to this timelines, the quicker you move, the better, because there's so many things that can happen when it comes to, like, title and everything. And I'm not saying that, you know, yours is messed up at all, but I just know how things work. So we do try to move pretty fast when there's a deadline, as long as that's comfortable for you, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So after 4, you said, what I'll do is I'll try to get him to give you a call after 4. It may vary a little bit, but his name is Forrest. He's an awesome guy. He's really nice. I mean, like I said, he's been through a lot himself, you know, within the housing market, and he definitely understands. So yeah, I'll have him give you a call, and or if he gives me, you know, numbers before that, I can try to give you a call back as well. But it'll most likely will be after that 4 time frame.
Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Shanice. I really appreciate you, you know, just staying on the call and definitely hearing us out. Like I said, we are interested, and we will get back to you this evening, if anything.
Sounds good. Thank you again.
All right. No problem. We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.